Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nick Mason.
Hello, James. How are you?
I just love podcasts. What do you love?
Podcast. You took my answer. James, you took my answer.
Can you quickly think of a second thing?
We're so in sync, James. We finish each other's podcasts. Good night, everyone. That's it.
Big news of the week, Mason. There's so much. Indy 5, Bob Iger stepped down. Trailers for Candyman. We got a hot scoop.
We do have a hot scoop. We got the hottest scoop.
Yeah,
we'll talk about it.
And then, of course, the Invisible Man. Time codes in the description if people do want to jump around. But if you're here, just want Bob Iger news, you're in luck because it's right now. My phone just beeped.
Is that new, everybody. Bob Iger news?
It's the same Bob Iger news there was in between this week's episode and last week's.
Oh, but you got a notification about it.
That's right. Yes, it just said. Just, that was a reminder.
It said believe in yourself. Keep talking about Bob Iger. We should probably remind people who Bob Iger is.
Oh, sure. Go on.
I don't really know who he is. The head of Disney? What's his deal?
Okay, so what you really meant was me reminding you what Bob Iger is.
Also, what we're doing here is we're putting to bed the fun riff that was fun for the first episode where Bob Iger is my dad. Yes. And I've continued to go along with this, even though I'm still not 100% sure who he is. But he was the head of Disney?
That's right.
Is that the deal?
Exactly.
Okay.
It was announced on Tuesday. Let's not put the Bob Iger memes down just yet, because he's still going to be around for a bit. Mm-hmm. It was announced that he's stepping down as Disney CEO, and he's succeeded by Bob Chapek, effective immediately. Bob Iger, your dad, Mason.
Oh, yeah, I get that.
Will remain on at Disney as executive chairman through 2021.
It sounds a little bit like it's just going to be Bob Iger with a mustache on, right?
Yeah, sure.
This is Bob Chap Egg. I mean, Eck. He's just looking at things in the room.
Exactly.
It was a man with a bowler hat, a plate of eggs.
Yeah, so the idea was behind, like, his contract got extended to do with the Fox Disney merger.
Okay.
So the idea is that if they're going to do this swift transition, then it's done. There's no like, I'm going to be stepping down in a year and things will be winding down. It's like, it's done. It's locked in. He's going to be around to kind of help for a little bit, but he's not in charge anymore.
What are the ramifications for us two idiots who just watch Disney movies and Marvel stuff?
Nothing.
Like, then why are we talking about this?
Because it's big news, Mason.
Big old news. Do you think somebody like Bob Iger, it was like this kind of, you know, this dream period where he just made tons of money, you know, with this company, and nobody bothered him and nobody knew who he was.
Yeah. And now everyone's talking
about
it.
Now it is Bob Iger's stepping down. What's Bob Iger going to do?
Is he going to fire Kathleen Kennedy?
Right.
I mean, no, he can't because he's not the head anymore.
But. Hey, Bob Iger, you going to bring back Eggman for the new phase of the Marvel Universe? I don't know who that is, he would say.
I'm just looking at charts, man. I don't know.
These are all completely divorced from reality. I don't know. I'm just doing what the shareholders are telling me to do. Who's Iron Man? Is that the man who does my shirts? Because I don't know.
So the guy that's taking him over came from Disney Parks. He's been doing it for 30 years. He's making a lot of money.
He came from the Parks Department.
Yeah, like but he's been there for ages. He's done a bunch of stuff. But people, I know I'm not a big Parks guy, mostly because we don't live anywhere near that shit.
That's true.
But I know some people don't like some of the cost cutting that he's been doing.
Oh.
But I just want to quickly talk about the legacy of Bob Iger. Much bigger legacy than your legacy, just want to clarify.
Wow.
Yeah,
yet.
I know. Yet, I should say, yeah. So he started...
So this is the new comic book from Marvel, The Legacy of Bob Iger.
That's right.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm... It's just graphs and numbers to me. I don't know. I'm on a boardroom meeting. I'm just saying Obi-Wan series. I don't know what that is.
Now I'm being pushed out of a plane without a parachute. There's terrorists shooting at me. I was not prepared for this.
So, and he, really his legacy is like purchasing massive things that are really successful. Because he bought Marvel for $4 billion in 2009.
Uh-huh.
He bought Lucasfilm for $4 billion in 2012. Both of which are massive successes.
What's his secret?
Money.
Oh, yeah. And
using money to buy things.
And I guess it's not his money either.
No, that's right. It's not his money. I mean, I know people talk about how like his Star Wars, what it used to be, and et cetera, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's...
Sometimes.
Sometimes. But it is... Again, as just pure numbers, it has more than made its money back.
Right, and that's all he sees is numbers.
Yeah, that's right. And the terrorists chasing him.
Those two things. He's seeing those now, isn't he? Once you see some terrorists shooting at you, you can't unsee him. You see him everywhere.
That's right. Also, he purchased Fox. Obviously, that came up recently, which is like we'll see what kind of happens from there in the future. But that's a big deal, obviously. He also implemented Disney Plus. All of these things kind of happened under him. So, like, he's had this... incredible run, it turns out. So, you know, who knows what's next.
And how much can be credited to him and how much can be credited to the fact that he's working for a multi-billion dollar company that just steamrolls everything. And he just happens to be there while it's happening. Who's to say?
Who is to say?
I'm not in much contact with him, so I don't know.
Are you saying anybody could drive that steamroller?
Yeah, give it to me.
All right, you can do it. Yeah. I don't mind. So people also...
I'll be Bob Chapek. Yeah. I'll put a mustache over my regular mustache. I don't care.
So there is a... As there often is when there's new management in a corporation, anywhere. I've seen it in schools. I'm sure you've seen it at your work. Those are our two frames of reference for things, right?
Yep.
Where it often leads to people either leaving or quitting. Or so there could be, people are talking about, does that mean Kathleen Kennedy's going to go? Does it mean Kevin Feige's going to move somewhere or go? Right. Also, maybe. Like, sure. I wouldn't be surprised if there's any kind of change coming
also,
out of
these
this.
People have all been in these roles for like a decade plus. Mm. So, you know,
exactly.
If Kevin Feige's like, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore. I this was quite stressful.
Yeah.
You know, taking this franchise from nothing to multi-billion dollars.
Yeah.
I would like
and to. And I'm rich now.
I'm rich now. I would like to, yeah.
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 I'd like to see him do Star Wars. Just take over Star Wars the way he does the MCU. Mm-hmm. Or just stay at the MCU. Just make good stuff there. I don't care. Just make some stuff that I can see. That's what's, that's important. But he also did the, of course, the Disney... Renaissance again in terms of animation, 3D stuff was under him. Mm-hmm. So he looked at Bolt and he went, Bolt's not the future. John Travolta talking dog, we've talked about this before.
Right.
The future is Tangled / Frozen / Moana / Frozen 2.
Mm.
Pixar, Disney, and so on, which he didn't purchase. It doesn't matter. It's not about that. What it is about, though, is Indiana Jones 5 now. That's what we're talking about. Variety is reporting, so you can probably take this to the bank. At this point, things can change, though, Spielberg is stepping down. It's said that he'll remain as a hands-on producer of Indy 5, and according to a source close to the filmmaker, the decision to leave the director's chair was entirely Spielberg's in deciding to pass Indy's whip along to a new generation to bring their perspective to the story. Do you think that's true, or do you think he just doesn't want to do it?
Yeah, I think that's probably close to the truth.
Because I don't feel like he wanted to do the last one.
No.
Do you remember he was like, I don't want to do Aliens, and George was like... extra-dimensional beings, and he's like, well, fuck, yeah, okay, fine. Technically, that's not what I said, they're aliens, really, aren't they?
They're absolutely aliens, yeah.
So, do you know, so the name that came up, though, to take over was...
Is it someone we know?
James Mangold.
Oh, Mr. Logan.
That's right.
Ford that's what
v,
I call it.
That's Mr. Logan, 4 yeah. V for 8, 310 to Yuma.
Yeah, okay.
I think this... Look, I like Spielberg. I like three of his Indiana Jones movies at the very least.
Sure.
And obviously...
And he only made three, so...
That's right. And obviously...
Only three exist, so.
Him and Lucas made those movies together and, you know, but I think this is better.
Because, I mean, you know, with it, just naming those movies there, you've got... like period drama, Western situation. You've got kind of old school action, which is really good. You've got Logan, which has some, you know, good drama within a superhero franchise.
And understanding the legacy of
exactly, yeah. Yeah. And then you've got, again, men standing by the side of a track with a stopwatch going clickety-click.
It's not a bad movie, though.
We've got to add some weight to the back.
Has your dad seen that movie yet?
Maybe. I'm sure he's seen some, I'm sure he's seen a clipboard with an executive summary on it.
Sure.
Or do you I mean your actual dad. My actual dad. I don't think so, no.
Really?
I don't think he's a race car movie guy. It's hard to pin down what my dad likes.
Sure. I'll ask him.
Okay.
I never see him.
No. Why would you? He doesn't even live in Melbourne anymore.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't. He moved, didn't he? How am I going to see him then?
I don't know.
I forgot he moved.
Yeah.
The other thing is Harrison Ford is doing the rounds for I'm Hanging Out With His Dog, the movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I'm hanging out with this dog man.
Yes, that's right.
I'm hanging out with ping pong ball man wandering around on his knees.
Presumably,
it's not weird.
No, presumably they'll fix this in post.
Yes, I guess. One would hope so.
But people,
do we have any Doolittle news? Do we know what is there any updates on Doolittle?
I mean, it did incredibly badly and cost a lot of money.
Right,
I think it's still
because I just ended up on I ended up on Robert Downey Jr.'s Instagram page, and there's still a lot of like Doolittle promo stuff.
Yeah,
so I guess he's still doing the worldwide rounds on that.
I think he's still proud of it. I think because he put a lot into it.
Right,
he's looking for that next big hit. But,
I'm fascinated. I'm sure we've talked about this.
I reckon there's obviously obligation to that stuff, though. It's probably like you need a minimum of 30 posts. So
I'm sure we've talked about this before, but I'm fascinated by a trajectory of a man who has probably $100 million in the bank right now.
Yeah.
He's buying windmill houses.
Yep.
And yet he came off a 10-year franchise and went, I'm going to do Doolittle.
Well, he did the Joe Rogan podcast recently, and I watched the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
So that can give you some insight into what he was thinking.
And you're a libertarian now.
That's exactly what happened, yeah. I'm eating raw elk.
Smoking DMT or whatever.
Smoking DMT. I'm asking people about their process in addition to whether they've done DMT.
Anyway, what did Robert Downey Jr. have
it
to
was
say?
Kind. I mean, it's a lot of actor kind of like it's the journey and fucking.
But
whatever.
Also, he's still in promo mode.
Yeah,
so we won't know the real reason why he did it for 10 years. Probably
based off that.
Yeah,
it seems like he's. It seems like he wanted to. It's something he wanted to do.
I guess maybe
and he put a lot of thought into it. It would seem.
I guess maybe. Because he's of the age where, when he was a kid, maybe there would have been a Dr. Doolittle movie.
There was, yeah.
So maybe
but that wasn't a hit either, though. That's
well, that's
a weird
it. Maybe
thing.
Maybe it's just something he likes, and he's like, I could do a fun spin on that, and kids could like it as well. Maybe that's it.
They don't.
Or maybe he just wants. Maybe he's like, there won't be as much adulation if I'm not Iron Man anymore. Already,
I'm gonna get in with the kids.
Yeah.
Get back
new franchise.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, what we weren't talking about.
No.
We're talking
about Harrison Ford, there we go. Said about Indiana Jones. He said, this is before this happened.
First he said, who's Indiana Jones again?
Yeah. No, this is the one he knows and likes.
Okay, right.
For some reason.
Okay.
Even though obviously we're talking about this before. Han Solo, it's the same character.
Yes, right.
But for some reason he likes this one much more. Uh-huh. I think it's because he understands the universe because it's Earth.
It's
right?
Earth, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe the slacks are not as tight.
That might be it.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big old space boots. You got to wear them in, don't you?
Yeah, you do, yeah.
Yeah. I don't really want to give them what they want to see. I want to give them something they didn't anticipate. They are used to a degree of disappointment when you revisit. Certainly the Marvel...
Wait, who's he talking about?
Fans.
Okay.
Certainly the Marvel...
Not his kids, all right.
No, look, they're used to the disappointment that I bring them. Because he's a slacker stoner dad. You know what he's like, basically.
We give a lot of stick to Harrison Ford.
I like
him
a lot.
Me too. And I think the reason we do call him Grumpy Old Gramps Harrison Ford. And I think
he's nearly 80. It's exactly what he is.
Exactly. But it's also largely due to the fact that people keep railroading him with dumb Star Wars questions when he's trying to talk about anything else.
Or nothing.
Or not, right? Yes.
He
likes being an actor.
Yeah.
But nobody ever asks him about being an actor. They just ask him about trash compactors.
Yeah, exactly. What's your favorite Star Wars line? I don't know, man. The fucking... Jesus Christ. You mean that movie I did like 45 years ago?
I think maybe that's why he has the earring. He just tugs on it so his like agent or like his handler or whatever knows to end the interview. It's like...
Or he would just make it bleed. So I was like, oh, look, sorry.
Sorry.
It's bleeding out.
Yeah.
This is interesting though. He said, the Marvel movies have made a spectacular example of success. The work the other way around. They killed it. Well, we're not just going to make another Indiana Jones unless we are in a position to kill it. We want it to be the best. And of course people say that, like, obviously we want to honor their legacy. We've heard all this before.
Sure.
But the fact that he even knows anything about the Marvel movies is fascinating to me.
Right.
And I don't think it's a line that he's fed. I think he just...
Through the earpiece.
That must be it. Yeah. They feed him. Just say the I know line. When people ask you, just whatever it is, just say that. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Just say you were tired on the day, so you asked if you could shoot the guy. Just
say the story about how you were going to shit your pants because you were sick and you didn't want to do a big fight scene, which is maybe the story.
I don't know.
Who knows at this point? I find those Harrison Ford interviews, they're so stressful.
Yeah.
Because he's just on the edge the entire time. And he never snaps, but I just feel like he's going to
at
some point.
Well, that's the thing. Because if he snapped at the end of every interview, I would feel less stressed because I'd be like, well, he's going to snap. So, you know, well.
When is it going to be? 3 minutes in?
Exactly. So at least the tension between interviews is dissipated. But the fact that he hasn't snapped in many decades of being asked these questions means that it's going to happen at some point, right?
Oh, I love it.
Steam's going to come out of his
ears. It really is, yeah. I mean, can you, because he's older than both of our dads, right? Not combined. Mm-hmm. My dad's in his 70s. Your dad maybe in his 70s or
he's
close to?
60-something.
Great. Excellent.
You're welcome.
But I think it's...
He's 68,
okay.
I think. Yes.
But like taking either of those men and putting them on a press junket and being like, tell me about a thing you did 40 years ago.
Right.
I just can't even imagine
how they would handle that. Right. Yeah.
Anyway, so they're going to make it with James Mangold potentially. And I like
Spielberg.
I think
if you ask my dad, Mr. Mason, they wouldn't call him dad, presumably.
Sure.
If they were like, can you elaborate on the modifications you made to the Maroondah Dam? I think he'd be bang up for, for telling that
story.
That's
a good point, actually, because it's no one's asking about that,
I guess.
Exactly,
right.
Yeah, but
yeah.
You're not getting that question every day for the rest of...
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, and do you think it's a better move with Spielberg?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Without Spielberg?
Yeah. If he doesn't want to do it,
what
does
he do?
Yeah.
Because if he wanted to do it, he would have done it by now as well. It's been 12 years since the last one.
Yeah,
been 12 years.
And the fact that he is, you know, according to him or according to his people, he's staying on in a producer role.
Yeah.
That is a good way of...
Coming on set and getting a photo.
Coming on set and getting a photo, exactly. You get, well, that's the thing. You get Spielberg, you get Mangold together, shaking hands.
They're looking at a monitor.
Over a script of the movie, and they're shaking hands over the monitor. Then all the doubters and all the haters out there will at least give this a chance.
Yeah.
Like, they may or may not enjoy it, but they won't immediately go and downvote the trailer as soon as it comes out, because it's not Spielberg and it's not Lucas, so it can't be good.
You know, honestly, like, what's the last Spielberg movie you really enjoyed?
I don't remember.
Minority Report for me, maybe? And he's been making decent stuff
since. Yeah.
But he doesn't make movies like this, really,
anymore.
I'm
going to look it up. Because that's the thing. I feel like...
I mean, he's obviously one of the best, and he still makes great movies.
Right.
That's about bridges with Tom Hanks or whatever.
Right. Oh, Bridge of Spies.
Yeah.
I didn't finish Bridge of Spies.
I didn't see the BFG.
His net worth is $3.6 billion.
Is that all?
Yeah, right.
Okay, I'm going to go back. I'm ready. So West Side Story is this year. Did you like Ready Player One?
No, but yeah, I liked it more than I thought I would.
That same.
Yep.
The Post?
Oh, the news, didn't see the newspaper one.
The BFG?
Didn't see it, but I liked the book when I was a child.
Me too. apparently it's a nightmare to look at. Well, that's what Claire told me. Bridge of Spies, we mentioned.
Yep.
Lincoln?
No.
In 2011, he did Super 8, The Adventures of Tintin and War Horse. He didn't do Super 8. Sorry, he was a producer on that. So he did Adventures of Tintin and War Horse. And then it was Indiana Jones. And then it was Munich, which I haven't seen, which apparently is good.
I like Munich. Munich's good.
And that was also the same year as War of the Worlds. But then in 2004 was The Terminal. And then in 2002 was Minority Report, Catch Me If You Can, both of which I think are terrific.
Yeah.
I watched Catch Me If You Can recently. That's an excellent movie. I got to watch AI again. I feel like I'd probably enjoy it. I don't remember hating it at the time. You know AI that he did, took over the Stanley Kubrick
AI
boy movie?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool man.
Cool man.
Good for you, Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, you've done
You're really carving out a niche there.
I know, right?
Yeah, I see big things in your future.
So, Mason.
Yes.
Did you know it turns out that there's more than enough time to die?
If anything, there's...
It's too much.
Too much time to die. If you'll excuse me, I'll just be over here having a time to die.
At my own leisure.
That's right. It's going to be 164 minutes, is that something like that?
Yeah, 2 hours and 43 minutes, yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah, so longest Bond film ever, reportedly to some movie sites that it went up on. I think that's...
But will it feel as long as On Her Majesty's Secret Service?
No.
Boom. I got that movie from decades ago.
Have I seen it?
It's the one with George Lazenby.
I haven't seen it.
It's the ruffly collar one.
Yeah. That never happened to the other guy. That's what he said in that movie.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's great.
And it's good stuff. It's so long.
Yeah.
And if this, look, on the one hand, if this is going to be Daniel Craig's last outing, as he continually says it's going to be, all right, I'd rather more Daniel Craig Bond than less. But at the same time, I wouldn't mind a brisk 90 minute outing of this.
Sure. Just, Quantum's pretty brisk, isn't it?
Is this trend for longer movies just filming everything and not cutting anything out, whereas in the past they would film 3 hours and then cut a lot of stuff for time?
I think it depends where you're at in the franchise, because I think something like Endgame, you can justify it being that long.
Yeah.
Because it's the end of a franchise, and I think you'd look at this one the same way. But if they were like, it's the first movie in the whatever franchise and it's like 2 hours 43, it's like you've extended yourself here.
Right.
Where nobody wants this for this long.
Yeah.
Or understands it. Mm. Yeah. So that's what I think. I think in established franchises towards the end, yeah, that would make sense.
I hope it's 40 minutes of him spinning the Aston Martin in a circle, firing the miniguns. just with the and with the James Bond theme on a real rough loop. So it just dun it dun it dun it dun it dun it like that. Just 40 minutes.
Someone to mock that up, I'd imagine.
And just bad. Just you see the same guys getting machine gun.
Absolutely.
Every minute. It's going to be great.
He's shifted gears the whole time.
Oh my God. It'd be so good.
I'd love that. So there you go. There's plenty of time to die.
So much time.
Thank goodness.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, if it's good, if it's not, it doesn't matter to me. It's always interesting, though, to me that a studio would do this because it means literally less sessions.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, that's true.
So that's they normally do it for a reason.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether or not that's correct, we'll see.
Do you think part of this will be setting up another 007, whether it be the replacement 007?
I don't know.
Or another I honestly, character from this?
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think? It wouldn't surprise me, but I also kind of want a fresh start completely.
Yeah, I feel like I also feel like this franchise is, no pun intended, on thin ice in the sense that. People could very easily just leave it in droves if the next one isn't to their liking, I guess. So, this isn't a Marvel movie where it's like, this is going to make $1 billion for sure.
I think there is something in the hype of the new James Bond and the new series and whatever. Yeah. And I think by just going, it's a spin-off character, it's like unless you really nail it, there's going to be a tepid response to that.
Right.
I mean, look what happened at the end of Die Another Day when they're like, well, now Halle Berry's getting her own movie. And people are like, that was the worst movie ever made. Right? And don't. Oh. If you could, just don't.
Mm.
I've said this before, but I would love it if they took it back to the 60s, they recast, and they went, we're doing period Bond.
Yeah.
Because then you don't have to work in smartphones and gadgets and nanoviruses and explain away hacking into a phone through a satellite into a camera and whatever. I don't need it. You don't need any of that necessarily.
He's just looking at a piece of microfilm that he got out of a shoe. Back to basics.
That's right.
You know? Something prints off a little strip of Morse code. He has to read it.
Don't you love those old timely gadgets?
Yes.
And like, you do like weird.
He's got
modern
a throwing
versions.
Knife under his hat.
Would he?
Which in itself is a throwing knife.
Sometimes he does wear a hat, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He has?
In the gun barrel sequence.
But that's not even
Connery
him, is it?
Bond. Initially. No, he's wearing a hat, yeah.
But it's also not Sean Connery. It's like a different actor.
It's some rando, yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Here we go, Mason. It's Trailers Ahoy. Candyman. I've never seen a Candyman movie.
Neither
it's one of those things that I've seen the VHS. We talked about this recently in something. Oh, we've recorded something for...
Okay, but it wasn't a Candyman VHS. No, it was a different VHS. It was the Westworld.
It was the Westworld
VHS cover.
I used to stand in like the horror section as a kid.
Also, we should keep in mind the number of times we say Candyman.
In case
the Candyman shows up.
You have to be looking
in the mirror.
Mm. Mm.
Bearing in mind we are constantly looking in the mirror because of our incredible vanity. We require one on each side of the
I'm not
the
looking
studio.
Anywhere else. What else do I want to look at in this boring ass room?
Does it count if I'm looking at my phone and it's putting a series of funny filters over my face?
I don't think that counts. I think it has to be a literal mirror. I think if you've got any digitisement in there. But then again, Candyman will maybe kind of deal with that. Be like, it still counts if you're looking at your phone.
Yeah.
Still counts. Black mirror, you know?
But then when I'm debating it with the murderous Candyman, I can...
You really like get him on a technicality?
Yeah. I'm like, let me just Google this. And he's like, oh, fine. And then I'll run.
Yeah, that's
Buddy
right.
Buddy Scarpa. Mm. What's he going to do? Anyway, who's this is?
I'll Jordan, take his sack of bees or whatever he carries with him.
Yeah, what's his deal? That's the point. We were saying, you've always seen the VHS cover. I would always, when Candyman came out, the original,
sure.
It was on a lot of comic book, like it was on a lot of ad pages. So I remember looking at it and going, bees and meat hooks, what's this guy's deal? But of course, there was no Google to look it up then.
No.
So I don't know. I don't know what the deal is with
Here
that
we go.
Movie.
This is the original one. We all know, everybody's heard this as well. Intrigued by local legends, Helen investigates... Just Helen?
Okay. Hey, Helen.
Negates the myths
Helen
and superstitions.
Mirren?
No.
My friend Helen?
Yeah, your friend Helen.
Oh, cool, cool, cool.
The myths and superstitions surrounding the one-armed Candyman. However, she confronts her worst nightmare when a series of murders take place or whatever. So there you go. That doesn't help at all.
Doesn't help. What's is he magic? I assume he's an urban legend come true or something, right?
I don't know. I don't know. Look, there's a summary. I've got the summary. I could read you the entire.
No, I'm gonna Google powers of the Candyman.
Well, he can make the sunrise. And he can sprinkle it with dew.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
Something, something, something. The Candyman can. Yeah. I can't believe they didn't use that song, a weird slowed down version in the trailer.
Right?
They used a Beyonce song.
Yeah.
I think that shows incredible restraint.
Was it Beyonce or was it Destiny's Child?
Maybe it was.
He might have Destiny's Child.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Okay, powers and skills. This is from the villains' wiki. This is from the villains' wiki.
Mm.
So villains.fandom.com.
Gotcha.
Powers and skills include immortality, intelligence. We've got that. Allegedly. Regeneration, superhuman strength, summoning swarms of bees, teleportation, flight and levitation, invisibility. Hobby, killing people.
Hobby?
It says hobby.
I think it's a job.
Goals, avenge his death, keep the stories and rumors of his legend going through killing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like a Freddy Krueger kind of back from for revenge.
Yeah, yeah. Type of villain, vengeful, damned soul.
So it looks like maybe the lead in the new one is maybe a descendant of,
right, he seems right,
be,
right.
It seems to be kind of, he's drawn into this world and it's like, you're the new Candyman. Because okay. I don't want to be a Candyman. I got kids or whatever.
Sure.
I got a job. And my hobby isn't killing people.
Well, you got to carry on the family business, son.
Take this sack of bees and get in that mirror. Dad, you suck.
You look in the mirror and you can see him. He's on the girder with the lunch pail, eating a sandwich. He's got a sack of bees next to him.
He hates Mondays.
The movie starts with him. He punches his card in the punch card to clock in, and then there's this swarm of bees all take their own punch card and punch in a smaller punch card thing.
I love that. Pretty anyway, good, right? So it seems to me like, well, according to that, the villain's powers that you read,
yeah,
maybe his powers were kind of waning, and he's kind of gathering his strength to be a new Candyman or whatever.
Right.
The original Candyman is back, so, you know, it's all happening. Anyway, I didn't mind the trailer.
Yeah, it looked pretty good.
So, for something I'm not interested in at all, I'm slightly interested in
it. And it's got, we've got the main character is obviously Cal from Watchmen. Yeah, so absolutely. That's cool. Liked his performance.
Liked him a lot, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you want to do another trailer? It's a Netflix trailer.
Yes.
Transformers War for Cybertron.
Oh, yeah, that's
looks
right.
Looks a lot like those video games, which were almost
exactly.
Games.
I felt with this trailer, my excitement ebbed and flowed.
Mm.
I was like, oh, they look
like a swarm of bees.
I was like, oh, those Transformers look really good. That's good for animation. That's really good. And then I'm like, oh, it's based on the video game. That's pretty good. And I'm like,
did they actually say that?
No, it doesn't say it.
Okay.
But I'm like, but all the character models are exactly the same. Like,
yeah, right.
Which I didn't find them hugely inspiring.
Some are better than others.
Like Optimus Prime just turns into a truck. A slightly different truck
that's
to his
what
Earth
he
truck.
Does, Mason.
Yeah, I know that's what he does, but I wanted a cooler truck,
a
hover truck.
Yeah,
you know,
you can kind of do a hover kind of drift in those games. Yeah, do you play them both?
I played one.
The
of them.
High Moon games are really good.
Was there one where you turned into Metroplex or you?
Yeah, that was two.
It was two. Okay, right.
I think yeah.
Yeah, and then you.
But it might have been one.
Your wreck stuff was pretty good.
Rexroplex. Nice. Does that work?
No. But yeah, good for trying.
I'll edit it out.
Good on you. Yeah, look, it was in...
I had Metroplex as a kid.
Yeah, we know.
That's unbelievable to me that I would have had that toy, though. Like, it doesn't make any sense because it must have been expensive, right? And again, when I got it, I'm pretty sure it wasn't in a package. So I think it must have been found somewhere.
And it was made of cardboard.
It was, yeah.
Almost as if somebody had cut out the Metroplex from an actual Metroplex box. Like on the cardboard box and just giving you that. I don't know. I mean, there seems to be some characters in there. There's RC is in there. That's good. That's a positive. I like that. Ultra Magnus is in it. That's good.
My son would love this if I let him watch it. He would lose his mind.
You think it's too mature? We can't really
tell
yet.
Because they look like they're shooting each other and killing each other.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I think it's a bit early for that. Mm. Yeah. But one day I'll let him watch this crap show. We're watching Rescue Bots, mate.
Oh, yeah.
It is about rescuing people. Mm-hmm. Like this cat stuck in this tree. Which rescue bot can get them? And I'm like, any of them. It doesn't matter.
They're all 35 feet tall. So they can. Anybody can do it.
It's got a killer theme song, though.
Really?
It's banging, mate.
Oh, that's exciting.
I'm not
going to
lie. Yeah. Rescue Bots. So my son also
does it go to Transformers Rescue Bots?
No, it's way better.
That's just a Chip and Dale theme.
Okay. I mean, the different words, obviously.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Yeah. Because there's other Transformers shows on Netflix.
Yeah, and like, Transformers Prime, I think.
Yeah, there's
is
a bunch
there?
Of them. There's one where, like, Bumblebee's a cop or something and whatever. Wow. Transformers Prime has The Rock in it in, like, the first episode. Then he's murdered by Starscream.
The Rock as a Transformer or just...
Yes, The Rock as a Transformer,
just
yeah.
The Rock, the actor. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And my son's always like, that one? And I'm like, I wish. No. Not the one where The Rock gets murdered as a Transformer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we should move on, Mason.
Look, it's looked pretty good. I'll give. I mean, you know, and one of the issues I think with a lot of these Transformers series, apart from all the ones you mentioned, I find first run Transformers stuff kind of hard to find on the internet a lot of the time. So it'll be good that it'll all be on Netflix, and I can just straight on.
Bang.
Yes.
Woody Harrison. He's got a new wig.
Got a new do.
Yeah, he does.
Looks bad.
Yeah. Is it worse?
The whole thing looks bad. This is for Venom 2, not for real life.
Yes. Yes. Is it worse?
Than the weird, like, Ronald McDonald fried wig.
Yes.
It's tough to say. I think it's better, but it's not good.
It's certainly not.
Yeah.
It looks more realistic, I guess, than the other one. Yeah. Like, it looks like it could actually be closer to his real hair than...
Woody Harrelson's real hair.
Than the Sideshow Bob fucking... Yeah, right. They put him in, yes. Had a big bone through it, I think, from memory. Yeah. Anyway, we're talking about set photos from Venom 2.
Yeah.
I mean... I think they should have just buzz cut him, right?
Yeah,
and
I think
like
so
he's got
too,
short
yeah.
hair.
Yeah.
Short
yeah,
red sure. hair. Mm. Anyway, I don't have anything else to say about that other than...
Looks bad.
You had another shot and you did this.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I mean, he's a cartoon villain. Whatever, man.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, comic book villain. And I know he's a murderer. Let's not, Mason. Did you hear about the big Star Wars news before we do the hot scoop?
Oh, I did, yes. I did hear the High Republic.
Project Luminous. They've got a bunch of authors from comics and books, including... Kevin Scott, Claudia Gray, Charles Soule, Daniel Jose Older, and Justina Ireland. And the idea is that it's set 200 years before the Phantom Menace, the High Republic era.
So this is after the Old Republic, because the Old Republic was like thousands of years.
Which they haven't touched yet in the new continuity, really.
Right.
And that's going to be...
You think they're going to work their way back?
Yeah, probably. And it's going to be a series of novels and comic books dealing with a new threat, and they're like space Vikings or whatever, and they're like, there's too much... bad stuff going on in Star Wars at the moment.
Yeah,
let's
right.
sort it out.
Sure.
And the Jedi are kind of in their prime. And presumably Yoda will have to be in it.
Yeah.
But it's no, for the moment, it's no TV shows, no movies. It's a purely...
Literary. Wasn't there
endeavor.
Some suggestion that it might have been video games as well?
Yeah, potentially. We don't know. There is stuff. There was also something cancelled a week or 2 weeks ago. Another thing that they cancelled.
But I mean also, the primary news is there is a piece of like... concept art and these yellow lightsabers in it. So obviously that's
real,
that's something,
isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, they also have one in the last movie.
Well, I mean, but once that's canon again in Rise of Skywalker, now they can put it in anything.
Oh, speaking of lightsabers, yes. Rise of Skywalker, John Stratman, incredible animator.
16-bit scenes,
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Kenny Mack, who does the music. There's a new one. It should be up by now. It's on the Palpatine fight from that movie.
Oh.
I don't love that movie, but they have done an incredible job. There's some stuff in there. There's a bit where Ben Solo like tumbles down and he does like a 16-bit kind of spin. And it just kind of melted my brain. And the bit when Palpatine gets like dissolved at the end, it's like this 16-bit kind of flesh tearing off. It's
nice.
Just incredible.
Okay, that's really good.
So, I mean, it's a bit of self-promo, Mason, but who would I be? What kind of YouTuber would I be if I wasn't like, hit this up in the description, dogs?
That's you know right. what I mean? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like and subscribe.
Dogs.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice. Good stuff.
Anyway, you going to read anything in this Project Luminous? I can see you delving into a comic potentially. That's probably what I'll do.
I'll start with a comic, and if it really grabs me, I'll check out a book maybe.
Yeah. Because it feels very Shadows Empire-esque as well.
Yeah, like a new project.
Yeah, so I think that's really interesting. Anyway, Mason, you got the hottest of scoops.
Are we talking about the hottest of scoops though?
Maybe not the main thing. Do you want to talk about the other things?
Let me check.
Because there's some other things in that scoop that you
I see. Because we received a scoop this week.
Yeah.
Which I feel would be a
it's a massive spoiler.
Yeah.
If it's real.
It's a massive spoiler for the TV show Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yes.
And we debated we are confident it is real.
Yes.
But we feel like we shouldn't mention it.
Yes. Because we feel bad, specifically you feel bad, for ruining the Matt Damon cameo from Thor.
I don't feel that bad. World,
about a year in advance.
But let's just say, to be clear, we do have a big scoop. So when this TV series comes out and people are like, whoa, just be sure, just be clear. We knew in advance.
Because we were trying to think of a way to prove that we'd know this.
Right.
But there's no way we could.
No, the only thing we could have done is we discussed is we write it on a piece of paper, we put it in an envelope, and then we put it in front of a continuously operating webcam until Falcon and Winter Soldier comes out. And then once the bigger the reveals or whatever it is happens, then we take it out of the envelope and go, see, told you.
And if I'd be so dumb that I'd probably put the envelope off screen before I opened it, and people wouldn't believe us. But there's other, I think there's some minor stuff you can talk about.
We can't tell you how we got this, but look, we will. Here's a minor reveal.
Yep.
Batroc the Leaper will be back.
Love it.
Was he kicked off a boat in the last movie?
I think he was tied up.
Right. Anyway, he's back. So
there were
fun.
People kicked off a boat, but not him specifically.
That's correct, yes. Apparently Anthony Mackie's always late to set.
He's goofing off. What is he doing?
Goofing off. Well, he's probably
doing Altered Carbon.
He's probably reading the script for Altered Carbon season 3, and then he's like, "Oh, geez, I've got another TV show to do."
Now they think about it, there's really not a lot of information there without the.
That's what I'm talking about. No, see, that's what I'm saying.
Batroc the Leaper. That's a pretty good get, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's not nothing.
That's not nothing. Exactly. Yeah.
So, and the other thing, we feared that this was a fake leak that would somehow get back to the person who leaked it, and they would get fired.
We also debated the
ethics behind that. But I think, also it might be fake, but I think people, it's a good thing and people will be happy if it's a real thing.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's the end of that, isn't it?
Everybody gets sent $100 at the end of, if you finish watching
exactly.
Falcon and Winter Soldier, they send you $100.
It's the Andrew Yang Disney Plus.
That's right. Winning combination.
That's right. Yeah. There we go.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
You've probably heard this, or maybe you've even experienced it. A business gets to a certain size and then the cracks start to emerge. Things that used to take like a day are now taking a week. There's too many manual processes just grinding away and you don't have that one source of truth. If this is you, you should know these three numbers. 37,000, 25, 1. 37,000, that's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, streamlining accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, and a whole lot more. 25. NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. 1. Because your business is one of a kind, so you get a customized solution for all of your KPIs, key performance indicators, in one efficient system with one source of truth. Manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need to grow, all in one place. NetSuite allows you to have the power of all the information in one place to help you make more effective decisions as quickly as possible so you can keep moving, keep building, keep growing, or have more time off, whatever it is that you're looking to do. Right now, download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance, absolutely free, at netsuite.com/weeklyplanet. That's netsuite.com/weeklyplanet to get your own KPI checklist. netsuite.com/weeklyplanet. When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of shit, mother or sales. I definitely prefer don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, NYX, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. And you know what's really annoying when you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot? Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect. Have you ever been in a situation where you need to search something on the internet, but it's kind of embarrassing and you don't want people to ever find out what you're searching for? It might be like a medical thing or a personal thing or whatever. I don't know what you're up to. And you might be thinking to yourself, look, I can just go into incognito mode. But let me tell you something. Incognito mode does not hide your activity. It doesn't matter what mode you use or how many times you clear your browser history. Your internet service provider can see every single website you've ever visited. That's why, even when I'm at home, I never go online without ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN is an app that reroutes your internet connection through secure servers so your ISP can't see the sites you visit. ExpressVPN also keeps all your information secure by encrypting 100% of your data with the most powerful encryption available. Now, most of the time, I don't even realize I have ExpressVPN on because it runs seamlessly in the background and it's so easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're protected. ExpressVPN is also available on all your devices. We're talking phones, computers, even your smart TV. So there's no excuse for you to not be using it. Protect your online activity today with the VPN rated number one by CNET and Mashable. Visit our exclusive link, expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet, and get an extra 3 months free on a 1 year package. That's expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet. expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet to learn more. Mason.
Yes.
There's invisible men about. Well, at least one.
I can't see any, James. Oh no, that means he's here.
Or not. He might also not be here.
That's part of his charm, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what I call it, his charm.
Yes. Do you want to talk box office?
Yes.
Opening weekend of about $27 million, maybe a bit under, maybe a bit over, in the US alone, which is a big return because this cost $7 million to make.
Yeah, right.
It's super low budget, which I didn't really think about until after and then went, oh yeah, that's pretty super low budget. Because they do a really good job. Well, Lee Winnell, who directed this, also did last one we...
Upgrade.
Also, I feel, did a really good job of taking the bare minimum and making it look much bigger and more intricate than it is.
Yeah. I wonder what the secret to that is. I guess just pre-planning. Like
Think about it for a second. Also, put an invisible man in it so you don't have to show anything for a majority of the film.
Yeah.
If there even is an invisible man, because because of spoilers, obviously.
Yeah.
We're going to do a little bit. There's things that we can't really talk about, including about whether the invisible man is real. If they are real, how does that even happen?
Yeah.
Is it all a dream,
etc.? If you want to see the invisible man, you can't, he's invisible. But if you want to see the movie The Invisible Man, don't listen to this in advance. And probably if you've managed to avoid the trailer,
don't watch the trailer either. I only watched it once and I'm really glad that I'd never watched anything else.
Yeah,
because
there
was a lot of stuff in here that I'd forgotten from the trailers that I was surprised
by.
Yeah,
same.
Mm-hmm. And I thought this was great.
Me
I
too,
it was
yeah.
Really good. And I'd just love to know what you think the story was.
Obviously. Oh, no. Well, I was going to say, I hope that this becomes very successful just because I want to see more mid-budget movies where they think about it. As you mentioned before, like if you have $150 million, you don't have to think about it, and then your movie's bad. Because you didn't think about it. You're like, just throw more money at more green screens.
Yeah.
More CGI. We'll fix it in post. We'll
fix it in post.
They couldn't have fixed this in post. Mm. I mean, they probably could fix some of it in post.
I mean, they had a limited budget, though.
Well, exactly.
Because they thought about
nobody
it.
Nobody would have given me any more money. So this is Blumhouse.
Yes.
Yeah, right, right. Anyway, the story is, okay, so Lizzie Moss is a lady.
Yeah.
And she's in a terrible relationship with a terrible man.
So she says. I'm just looking at both sides,
no,
Mason.
No, don't do that. No,
people accuse this podcast of PC gone mad.
Oh, yes.
No, you're right. She's in a terrible relationship.
She's an awful relationship with an awful man. He's like an optics billionaire. He's like a real...
He sucks.
He sucks. He's a guy who sucks, but he's rich.
Yeah.
And one day she escapes the relationship in the dead of night. And then she goes to live at a friend's house, and then she sort of lives in fear there's going to be some sort of retaliation, something bad's going to happen to her. And so she feels like she should be free.
Yep.
But then she's like...
What if there's an invisible man?
What if there's an invisible man? If anybody could have done it...
It's this guy. But maybe he didn't.
Maybe he didn't do it.
Maybe he did.
Yeah.
And that's what the movie's about.
It's all part of its charm, isn't it? You're like, this is so whimsical. Is he dead or not?
It really is.
Is he psychologically torturing this woman and physically... Just doing all sorts of awful stuff.
I like to look at both sides.
Both sides, right? Yeah.
We'll talk about it, spoilers.
Yeah.
This is obviously the best Dark Universe thing since the first Mummy.
It's still Universal.
Yes, but it's also Blumhouse.
Yeah, and it's not, just to be clear, one spoiler for this movie, there is no Dark Universe title page.
I was kind of disappointed that.
Me too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. But people would have laughed also,
God,
I think.
They took a swing, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was hoping the Universal logo would turn into Dark Universe. But
I thought it would turn invisible, but they didn't.
Also, about 10 minutes into this movie, a couple of people behind me, one guy said really loudly, "Oh, I thought this was going to be a Marvel superhero movie, but it's a horror movie. Should we go?" And then they left.
That's your fault for promoting Marvel based too much.
I guess that's probably true, yeah. Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
What about the poster? I guess there was a man in the title.
Yeah, they said in the Invisible Man.
Yeah.
And he's because they're like, because they're all like the man something.
That's
Captain
true.
America Man.
Captain America
Captain
Man.
Marvel Man.
Yeah.
These are all big names.
Exactly.
Properties.
Yep. Hulkman.
Hulkman.
Jonathan Hulkman.
Exactly.
Yeah. Maybe it would have cost like $40 for two tickets. What are they doing?
Just stay. It's quite good also.
It's a good movie.
So Lee Whannell, I watched a really good interview with him where he's talking about like why he made this particular version. And he's like, because a lot of the times they don't do the core of what a character is justice. And there are updates to this film, which we'll talk more about in spoilers. It's often like, what if Dracula is in the CIA? And he's talking about the trailer. It's like, first they feared him. Now they work with him.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And he's like, I don't want to fucking see Dracula in the CIA, Just give me
what
Dracula.
What about him being arrested by the British CIA?
And give it an iPad.
Yeah, then he gets an iPad.
Well, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, 100%.
Because that's way more interesting when it's not that.
Yeah.
And it's amazing to me that this is both a modern update and a reboot, and it still remains true to like the horror kind of aspects of this
and
character.
And it's horrifying for a lot of reasons, but it's also... Like, it seems to be quite an accurate representation of, like, an abusive, toxic relationship.
Yeah.
And whether or not it's someone with powers or it's just a horrible psychological thriller, like, I feel it really puts the nail... It sort of hits the nail on the head in terms of, like, oh, that's what this person would do. And this is how a person would, you know, escape this relationship, and this is how... Someone who wants this person back would act in a horrible lashing out kind of way.
Exactly.
In a sinister kind of scheming way.
If they could be an invisible man, which this movie may or may not have.
May not have, right? Yeah.
Elizabeth Moss, she may be a Scientologist, that is true.
Yes.
But she's great and she does a great frazzled kind of broken on the edge. I mean, we've seen it in The Handmaid's Tale.
Yep.
But she's excellent in this.
Sure, yeah,
and
great.
A lot of it is her looking at nothing going like, being terrified.
Right, yeah.
For a lot of this movie.
Also, this movie is really tense. I don't know how you felt. I had a few moments where I'm like, I could just leave.
Should have gone out with that couple.
Right?
Because you thought it was a Marvel movie.
But I could have stood up and said, I also thought this was a Marvel movie. I'm not scared. Not scared, though.
And those guys, they were with me. I've got the keys, so I have to go with them, obviously.
Yeah.
Do people just go into a movie not...
I don't. I guess so, yeah.
Have you ever done that?
Never.
Walked into a movie ever and not knowing what it is?
Never, ever.
Yeah, weird. The locations on this are really limited as well. There's like a house and another house and
a hospital
and whatever. But there's not a lot going on. And there's a lot of framing of things that are in the room that maybe aren't in the room. Like, that's like, look at this empty chair. Or like, they'll frame a shot where somebody might be standing right behind that person, even though the frame is empty.
Yeah, right. I thought
that was a really interesting way to kind of be like...
Well, this movie, I find the reason for there is so much tension in this is that it's not like a movie where you have to... It's not a horror movie where you have to watch out for a knife-wielding lunatic or whatever, where you know there's only limited places in a room they could be.
Yeah.
Maybe they're under the bed. Maybe they're in a closet or something like that.
Yeah.
And if it's not framed in a way such as, you know, they could be, you're like, well, obviously he's not in this room. But this is a room, this is a movie in which the if he isn't even real.
Yes.
That he could be... the premise
could be literally anywhere.
Exactly, like her fear and your fear, the audience's fear, is that he is in the room, but you can't see him because he's invisible. So any inch of that room could have him in it, and you don't know.
That's right, exactly.
And that is why she is losing her mind so comprehensively, and why there's so much tension in this, because you can't just go, well, we're an empty room.
Yeah,
you know, there's so much empty space, and we can't see him, so he can't be
he
there.
He could be in another room.
Right.
That's bad.
Yes.
But he's not in this room.
Right, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of practical effects in this stuff. Those moments where, like, things move or things are pinned down or held or hit.
Yeah, right.
And a lot of that is just string. Like, it's like, this might have been a different interview where it was just whatever the best way to do it was. Like, a string is better than a green screen, kind of green screen suit moving stuff around or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Which also is a big part of this because, like, I can't really talk about in spoilers because it kind of delves into what's real and what's not.
All we're saying is maybe there's Invisible Man, maybe it's all in her head, maybe it's just a dude with a lot of strings.
Yeah.
He's rigged the house up Home Alone style and
it's a Geppetto origin story.
Oh my God. Yeah. Dark Universe.
Dark Universe.
It's back, baby.
Geppetto, though.
Nice.
Yes. Do you want to do spoilers? Because I do want to talk about stuff, but I.
Yeah.
Her friends are good. Everyone else is casted because she spends a lot of time with this the friend of hers whose name I don't know.
Her sister is played by an Australian actor.
Oh, really?
Actor. Let's see.
Is it filmed in Australia?
I don't know. But her sister, Emily Cass, played by Harriet Dyer, was in the Stan series, The Other Guy.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
She's the best friend of the main character.
The best friend of a main character?
And the character that is based on Becky Lucas, I think.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Is Becky Lucas in that show?
No, she wrote it, though.
Oh, that's how that
she
works.
She co-wrote it, yep.
I should watch that show.
Yes.
But do I have to?
Give it a whirl.
All right,
it's free.
Then.
You got Stan.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Well, it's not free, at Mason.
Okay, I'm going to look up where this was filmed.
Mm. And while you're doing that, I'm going to say best movie ever.
I'm also going to say best movie ever. I enjoyed it.
I'm not a huge horror person.
Principal photography began, blah, 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 something, doesn't matter. Sydney, Australia.
I thought it was Sydney, but I did not know. Uh-huh. Should have put it in an envelope. Got that webcam going.
Yes.
So, spoilers. So, it is an invisible man.
He's an invisible man.
But the way that they do it, he has a... He's got the James Bond invisible car of
He's
suits.
Compacted the invisible car in Die Another Day, the great movie we mentioned just earlier, and he's made it into a suit. So it's the suit is a series of cameras and I guess...
Invisible screens?
Hologram projectors.
Where's the messages about? How does that work with... Because you can't see... You obviously can't see the suit.
Yep.
But it'd have to have a screen over the... It's projecting what's behind it.
Yes, exactly. It's capturing the image
but
from behind
flawlessly.
It. Yeah, exactly. Well, how he's doing it is he's the villain.
Yes.
That's how he's doing it.
Exactly.
That's how it works. It doesn't matter how it works.
Because I know we also got like a tweet or an email that was like, when did he go to the toilet? Maybe
well,
in the suit.
Well, how often? Well, that's the thing. So in this movie.
You can't think about it.
No, exactly. You can't think about it. There is some stuff that I feel maybe doesn't add up that I can't recall just off the top of my head that I'm sure we will probably get to at a certain point.
Yeah.
But yeah, you just have to take as given that the suit works flawlessly because he's a billionaire and he's driven because he's a lunatic and he wants to ruin this person's life.
Yes.
That's what I was going to say. Mm. This movie is not only... It may not only just scare you because you're afraid of an invisible killer who's coming to get you. It also might upset you if you're one of those people that doesn't like, you know, they have that phobia of lots of holes
on
a
thing. It's trypophobia. I wrote it down.
Does Charlie Clausen has it
as well.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I was like, why is this upsetting? It's that thing of, if you don't know what it is.
Well, it's also thousands of eyeballs, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Is what it kind of looks like.
Yeah. Just look up trypophobia. It might not be said like that. And you'll probably have a terrible reaction to it. You won't like it. It's not good.
Yeah.
So what I thought it was interesting about that, it wasn't just like like a morph suit.
Yeah, right.
It was genuinely upsetting to look at.
Yeah, because when one of the things that I remember, only remembered from the trailer when it happened in the movie, is when she dunks the paint can on him.
Yes.
And you see that kind of hexagonal effect underneath the paint.
Which gives away that it's a stealth suit.
Yeah, so that's the trailer ruins it. What I was going to say is that I felt a little, from time to time, a little bit unclear as how long he was in the house. Did he come and go, or was he in there?
In the roof. And
was he in the roof most of the time?
I presume he came and went.
Right, yeah.
But I don't know.
Because he first...
Because he was seeing his brother and
yeah, because he first enters the house when Elizabeth Moss opens the door to go outside for a minute, and you see her breath, and you see his breath, and then he goes in the house, presumably.
Didn't he open the door, though?
Oh, yeah, he did, too.
So he may have been leaving, or he may have just opened. Yeah, he could have been... We don't know how long he was in there for.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
He could have been in there for weeks.
Ultimately, it doesn't really matter. There's a couple of scenes, I think, where I won... Like, whether he's in the room or not in the room makes a difference plot-wise. Towards the end, when she steals the pen from his brother and takes it in with her into her cell, if he was in the room with her, he would know that she's got that. But I guess he was just not in the room.
Well, but when he was...
But I mean, I think presumably what happened there is...
Oh, she didn't see her, he didn't see her take the...
Take the pen.
Yeah, right.
And then when... She was in the cell with the orderly. He wasn't in there, presumably because there just physically wasn't enough room in there for three people. And then when he left, when the orderly left, he went in.
He went in, that's entirely possible. I also think that there is a possibility that he didn't do any of this stuff. Like that he was a terrible boyfriend or husband. Are they married? I don't know if they are.
I think it was boyfriend.
Yeah. And because at the end, you don't think he's going to get away with it, but he... maybe frames his brother for all of these crimes and his brother made him do it and he was brought it up. It's also entirely possible that she killed him for no reason.
Right.
Which I think is really interesting.
I mean, no reason.
I mean, obviously, but not for the Invisible Man stuff.
The terrible boyfriend.
I'm killing you for the other stuff also. That's what
just to be clear. If you were, in fact, the Invisible Man, that would be the cherry on top.
Yeah.
But the fact that you were awful, that's mainly why you're getting killed right now. I'm really glad this camera that's recording this while I'm invisible... doesn't record audio also.
Yeah. You know what I thought was great about that invisible suit?
Yes.
When she does...
The act that it could turn invisible.
That's great. But she does stab it and the way that it would blink on and off.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That looks incredible. I just thought that was such an interesting effect. And when he's in the corridor and he's killing people and shooting people.
So is that... You may know from the production of this. When he's in the corridor, is that a green suit?
I believe they're
blinking it on and off in post?
It might be a... I actually don't know that specifically, but if I had to guess, I would say probably half green screen suit, half actual real suit, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Or that suit actually is probably mostly CGI, I'd say, if I think about it. Mm. Yeah, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
But, I also think, because she does put it on, she becomes the Invisible Man at one point.
Yes.
And she murders him at the end, which was great. But... I couldn't help think that, like, I'd imagine it was, like, pooling around the knees.
They're a completely different shape. Yeah, right.
So,
still works flawlessly, though, doesn't it?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't really matter. So, there's a lot of throat cutting in this.
Oh, my God. At least two. Yeah. If you have three fears, invisible killers, too many eyes or holes, and getting your throat cut, maybe don't watch this movie.
Yeah. That moment where they're having the discussion in the restaurant.
Yeah.
And you just see the knife floating there and then, man.
Yeah.
Horrifying
really
stuff.
Really intense,
So maybe a sequel?
Yeah, where she's the Invisible Man.
She's the Invisible Man.
Yeah.
So she steals the suit and her friend's like...
Carry on.
This is all right. I'm okay with this.
I guess this is fine.
But I would definitely see something else about this
Sure.
Yeah. We've got a video upcoming. We haven't recorded it yet.
Would you see...
that upcoming stuff.
More classic monsters, perhaps with the film rights owned by Universal in some sort of dark universe?
Well, I've made a list.
Oh, yes.
There's going to be a video this week of what's upcoming. Because if you thought the Dark Universe was dead, Mason, you're a darn fool.
I am a darn fool. Yeah, it's true.
But they're not all like Invisible Man, modern day spin-offs. Different companies have them. And they're not all Blumhouse, basically.
Yeah.
There's an Invisible Woman film being planned by Elizabeth Banks, but it's not related to this.
Okay.
Even though she became the Invisible Man.
And it's not Fantastic Four Invisible Woman based.
No.
It's just like... Bionic, $6 million man, bionic woman style. It's like a...
I know also that...
But is it based on the the original story?
I think it's on, or one off. Right. I don't know anything about this shit. But I know that what I did like about the suit also, I think, even though it's not very believable...
Yes.
It's more believable than he has a serum and is invisible.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Because isn't that also the idea that you couldn't see anything if you're invisible because the light needs to reflect off the back of your eye?
Yes, that's true, yeah. Yeah.
It's all semantics. It doesn't really matter, does it? True. It doesn't matter at all. But I like the modern update.
Yeah.
And it's explained enough for me to go, fine, he's an optics expert, and sure, I'm totally okay
that's
with
that's what
that.
He would do. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's dead now, and that's good.
That is good.
And his brother's dead, and that's good.
That's also...
And she's the invisible man.
Yes.
That's good.
That's all good. We're having a good time.
Yeah, go and see it. Good.
It's really tense.
But don't...
Upsetting.
Don't have listened this far in.
Yeah, why did you listen this far in?
Yeah.
There's one of you. I know there's one of you.
You're always here. Yeah. We know. But maybe you haven't got the time.
And that's
you just
true.
Know things.
Look, I mean, there's, you know, sometimes we have listeners who are like, I don't have time and I don't want to see this movie, but I'll listen to the spoilers. And some there's one person who's like, I'm going to watch this movie now. I don't want to be spoiled, but I am listening all the way through.
That's right.
Well, we got you.
We got you. And you're going to jail.
Do we have any more thoughts on the Invisible Man?
He's a very visible man at points.
That is true, yeah.
But I thought that was okay. Yeah. Did you ever think that he wasn't real?
Ooh.
No, for me, from the trailers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, if I had not seen the first...
I think I'd seen a thumbnail of that hexagonal paint throw thing.
Yeah, right.
You know what I think was unbelievable?
Uh-huh.
The fact that he got that paint off him that quickly.
Right.
Yeah. Also, that paint can was open.
That's true,
You got to pry them open with a screwdriver. I don't know if you've ever done that. It takes a bit. It takes a bit of work.
Uh-huh.
And you got to do it all the way around the room. Otherwise, you kind of bend them out of shape.
That's
when
true,
you do
yeah.
it.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know things.
Also,
I assume.
Yes.
Apparently, we say assume wrong. Or weirdly.
I don't care.
I do care.
Okay.
I only aim to please really pedantic.
I assumed you did.
Oh, no. I just want pedantic fuckwits to I want to please them specifically.
Okay, cool.
But that he didn't realize that the second suit was taken initially because it's invisible.
Sure.
Because he had it hanging up in his...
Yeah, right.
And then I imagine after his brother was killed and he went to look for it, he's like, my brother must have taken it at some point.
Yeah, right,
because he was, you know... Two or three steps ahead of her the whole time, except for that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And because he didn't know her hiding spot, which was good because they established at the start that
That's
he didn't
true,
know
yeah.
her hiding spot.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it,
cool.
it worked out for me. That's what I'm saying. That plot hole. That I thought you maybe have that plot hole.
No.
I wanted to get ahead of it.
I think there's one, but I can't recall what it is. I'll just mention it apropos of nothing next week when we're not doing spoiler
I love
talk.
It.
I'll just
I'm
be
really
like, is this thing about the invisible man?
Mm. Yep.
No, did he really do it? Probably. But even if he didn't. Choppy chop.
Yeah.
That's good fun.
I mean, don't murder, obviously.
No, I mean, don't do any murders. But I mean, if you get the chance and you're in an invisible suit, why not? Fill your boots.
Yeah.
Your pulled up boots.
All right, do you know what it's time for?
Oh, is it time for what we're reading?
Yes.
And then what we're going to read?
I've written letters here. I've got these backwards.
I haven't. Son of a bitch.
No, you don't need to talk like that, Mason. Get you. I'll be invisible, man. I'll bloody cut your throat, mate.
No.
Yeah, I'll do it.
No.
You won't even know I'm there until I go like, I'm the invisible.
Well, see, that's your...
Did they take out the thing from the trailer from the handprint on the glass? Because that was a bare hand.
Oh.
I think that didn't happen in the movie. I might be wrong.
No, because... Well, that's the thing, because there is a scene, I think, maybe... Is there a scene where she takes a shower, not in the hospital, but in her regular house? And I feel... That's a moment where I'm like, oh, invariably, that's a scene where a killer's going to do a killer thing.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen. Like, it was a bit of a...
Okay, so then, I think I'm right.
I don't think.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, what were we...
Because otherwise it would be a serum if it was that way.
Yes.
And that's not on.
Now, you've been watching...
Hang on, I haven't put the theme song in!
Oh, my God!
I'm doing the theme. What are we reading today? I'm sorry, you were saying before I yelled at you.
You
were watching.
James,
yes,
you've been watching a TV show on Netflix.
Yes,
what's it called?
I am not okay with this. I'm only like 2.5 in,
and it's superhero esque.
I don't
not
know.
Really. Oh, okay,
I have
right.
No idea.
Okay,
there's things of like, this girl got powers. What's going on?
Okay,
but I don't know.
Okay, and you're enjoying it? Well, you're not enjoying it.
I am enjoying it.
Oh,
so I started that maybe a couple of hours before you came over. After I did my day of gardening in the garden, they made me garden. Mason.
Oh no,
you don't understand though. I don't like any of that shit. I'd rather pay a guy. But then I looked at my bank account and went, I should probably just
do it yourself, yeah. But hey, you wouldn't be unfamiliar with hoeing.
Oh!
That's right, he's back.
What's that?
Where's my white wine?
What's the name of that character?
Jurassic Snark,
of course. I enjoyed all the Jurassic Snark memes.
Too.
Yeah. Very good.
Oh, that's very exciting.
I also watched the first episode of Altered Carbon.
Oh, season
back.
Two.
There's an Anthony Mackie now.
He's back. And he's Mac.
Anthony Backey.
And he's got magnetic hands.
Yeah, he's got magnetic hands. Mm-hmm. Lucky he doesn't get stuck to a fridge. I mean, I watched one. It's the same. Yeah, seems to be for the most part. Uh-huh. I think the switching out of the main character is it's not a problem at all.
Do you feel like...
Except that he's always late, apparently.
Yeah. Do you think Anthony Mackie's performance is materially any different from...
Yeah, they're all different. Whenever he's in a different body, it's just different. It's just part of it.
It's just a guy,
it doesn't really matter.
It's a different guy, right.
That's not what I want to talk about, Mason.
Oh.
Either of those things. I want to talk about Gus, which is described as the 1976 sports drama on Disney Plus.
We watched 13 minutes of it.
God, yes. Excruciating.
I forgot we'd done that.
Yes.
So it's about...
We were just skimming Disney Plus to be like, what shit is on this?
It's...
And you had to kind of... I had to put it alphabetical to really be able to go through because you can't find these old weird movies.
Right, exactly.
Easily.
You can't just go to the search function and type in bad movie because according to Disney, everything they've ever made is great.
Yeah.
So we just scrolled down and we found the movie Gus, which is about a Eastern European mule that turns out to be really good at kicking field goals. And then I guess is recruited. It's like Air Bud, but the 60s.
70s.
70s.
Yeah. And there's terrible like back projection at various
points. Oh, like terrible green screen. You're like,
it's incredibly unfunny and just horrible. It's a horrible movie that we watched. And we made the promise to watch.
We're going
to
watch 13 minutes of it every time we hang out until it's finished. And or then until we're finished.
That's right. And then we kill ourselves.
Correct.
Obviously.
Yeah. So that's exciting.
Right? So yeah, that's also what I've been watching.
Good stuff.
Not good.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I watched a film this week. Mm. Speaking of lower budget films, I watched a movie from 2018 called The Guilty. It's from Denmark. It's a foreign film, James. Can you even believe that?
I would never.
But it's a good film.
Not in my country.
So it's one of those, it's like a bottle episode film.
Yeah.
It's like a thriller. It's about a former cop who is
98%. Whoa!
He's working as a like an emergency services dispatcher. He's answering emergency phone calls, and then he hears about he receives an emergency call from a kidnapped woman, and then he sort of has to unkidnap her and figure out.
But he's fixing somebody else's kidnapping. It's not his own kidnapping.
It's not his own kidnapping. Yeah, he's in fact safe. Safe as houses. In the emergency services, like
safe call Danish
center.
Houses,
yeah,
probably really well bricked. I'd imagine.
Oh my god, that'd be so bricked.
Incredible foundations.
Oh my god,
maybe the roof is grass or something.
Nice, but right, fire, but still fireproof.
That's right.
You know,
right under a windmill.
But it's one of those movies. It's set entirely in the dispatch office.
So oh,
you never,
really?
So you never go out to anywhere. It's just a series of phone calls, and it's basically as you learn about the situation that's happening outside, you also learn about like his situation, like what's he doing there, like he's a cop, what's he doing in the bloody the call center kind of thing. It's real good.
The guy directed this is 32 years old. Oh my god, he's so successful already.
Good lord. So it's in the same vein as, do you remember that movie Searching with John Cho?
Oh, John Cho, yeah. So you're looking at screens and stuff?
No, you're not even really looking at screens
and stuff.
It's just on the phone.
You're looking at phones and stuff.
Like phone booth.
Would you? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was fine, wasn't it?
It's like, what's another good one? Like Buried.
I was going to say, was Buried good though?
I enjoyed it. I know a lot of people didn't enjoy
it. I did not. We saw it together.
Did we? Okay, cool. Nice.
No, I did not enjoy it. Nice. That snake got in. Remember that snake got in?
To the movie theater.
No, into the buried coffin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Snakes don't do that.
So in Australia, if you want to watch it, it's on SBS On Demand.
Is it?
So you can watch it.
That's a terrible app with a lot of good stuff on it.
Right, for nothing. But it's also on Google Play and stuff.
I might just pay for it.
Yeah, good call.
Because I save so much money on gardening today. Yeah, right. So yeah, feeling really good.
Nice.
Did we talk about Gus?
Yeah, of course we talked about
Gus. We've talked about everything.
Oh my God, everything we watched and read this week.
Yeah. Do you want to do the next segment of the show?
Letters theme?
That sounds really great. I'm going to watch that.
Yeah, you should get it in here.
I will.
Classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away.
I know they're here right now, we're going to do letters.
My God, we are going to do letters. I just realised.
Yeah, that's right.
We're among it. If you do want to reach the show, hashtag WeeklyPlanetPod on Twitter or WeeklyPlanetPod@gmail.com. If you've got, Mason, do you have a letter? Do you want me to do a letter?
I've got numerous letters, James.
I love letters.
This is from Ian. It says budgets and stuff. So this is a question for you. hi guys, love you guys. So that's
good stuff.
That's softening the blow a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm confused about two things. One, why do you say movie budgets need to be doubled to account for marketing?
Because that's generally the rule. But there's also other factors like how much money the the box office, like the actual physical studio, like the location.
Well, he says surely the marketing spend is not dependent on how much it costs to make the movie.
No,
that's true.
But that is the general. It's a general rule.
Yes,
it's not a
hard and fast rule. But it's one of those things that
also they fudge everything all the time.
They don't really reveal.
We have no idea.
No, exactly. Yeah, it could be more than that.
It usually is.
Yeah. But sometimes it's nothing. Like a lot of movies we've talked about this year and last year, where it's like that movie sank like a stone. It didn't make any money. It's like, well, I didn't see any advertising for it at all.
Yes.
Like sometimes it's
Charlie's Angels.
I was exactly thinking of Charlie's Angels. Yeah. Like it's.
That was this year, by the way.
For whatever reason, people are like, they make the decision to be like, we don't want to advertise this. We don't think it's going to make its money back, so we're not going to advertise it at all.
Or often they don't know how to advertise it.
Yeah, right.
Like Liam Neeson's wolf fight. They were like, how are we going to advertise this wolf fight? It doesn't even have a wolf fight. And they're like, let's pretend it's got a wolf fight.
Exactly. That's right, yeah.
That doesn't matter to me because that movie was good regardless. Yeah.
Yeah. The second question, does product placement revenue deserve to be mentioned when discussing a movie's box office performance?
Mm.
I'm not sure how much money advertising brings into a movie, but shouldn't it count towards the financial success of the movie? I think it depends.
Yeah.
Like Bond, I think James Bond is
definitely
a good example.
At least
like
Sonic.
Sonic for sure. But like James Bond, especially the Brosnan years, but I think I remember one of the Daniel Craig movies, a company offered like $50 million to use their phones in it and they turned it down.
Mm.
So I think it might have been Samsung or something like that.
It may have also been that they already had that money from another
Sony Ericsson. Probably.
Entirely, also they're Sony movies, so they're not going to put up Samsung.
No, 100%. But yeah, like the
partially Sony.
Yeah. But there are some movies that attract huge promotional deals. Like I imagine, and again, sometimes it's a quid.
All the Marvel movies do it.
Yeah, all the Marvel movies. There's Audi for sure. But does Audi
and
pay
dumb glasses?
How much does Audi pay Marvel to put their cars in? Or is it a quid pro quo situation
the thing,
where it's like...
I know, because we always kind of gloss over it when we talk about it because it is so complicated and every situation is different. Because if you're talking about advertising, does the military count? If Michael Bay gets all the tanks for free or whatever shit he's making, that also factors into the budget.
Tanks for nothing,
he says. Tanks for nothing, he would say, I'm going to make this crap film now.
Yep.
So it's so specific to each individual case.
And I wonder also, like... I wonder if initially Marvel went to Audi and said, "Hey, can we use some Audis for these movies? We'll promote, but we don't have any money, but we'll promote it," kind of thing. Mm. And maybe the balance has shifted over the years. Now they're like, "We could have any car company we want."
Yeah.
So if you pay us $50 million,
put DeLoreans in this. We don't give a shit.
Exactly. Okay. So if you pay us $50 million now, we'll put out. Like maybe it changes. We don't know.
We'll get the Homer from The Simpsons made for real. We'll just make every car that. We don't give a shit.
That's right. Exactly. Speaking of, did you see this week Rian Johnson did...
I haven't watched that yet.
So there's a Vanity Fair video. Side note, I don't know what Vanity Fair does. Like, I know they're a magazine.
Exclusive access to the stars, probably.
Is it fashion or is it celebrities? Like, what is it?
It's whatever.
I assumed it was like a fashion magazine, but I guess it's not.
It's a bit of everything, it would say.
But anyway...
Entertainment, TV, politics, celebrity, fashion and beauty news.
Oh, my goodness.
And commentary.
Oh.
There's two ands in that sentence.
So they do a series of videos on YouTube called Notes on a Scene.
Yes.
And this week they got Rian Johnson to come in and talk about a scene from Knives Out.
Yeah.
And it was very fascinating. They can be quite short, but this was like 20-something minutes long. And it's the scene in which Ransom shows up and everybody blows their top. You know,
that's a great scene.
Chris Evans' Ransom shows up. And the biggest takeaway, I think, from this thing, the trade secret, which I think people sort of had an idea was true, but nobody had confirmed, it's that Apple will allow you to use their products in a movie.
Oh, right,
but
yeah.
You are not a villain is not allowed to be seen using an Apple product.
Yes.
So if you see a movie and you're not sure if a character is a good guy or a bad guy, and they're holding an iPhone, they're a good guy.
But if it's like, look at this prick with his Sony Ericsson.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Oh, he's using Bing. It's
he's
the villain.
A monster.
Oh my god. I don't know if he did it or not, but execute him.
I do wonder when that came in, because I know, having read that, there are recent-ish examples of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How recent?
I can't remember the off the top of my head.
Well, maybe this is an elaborate double bluff.
Yeah.
Maybe Apple's paid him to say this.
That's entirely possible.
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe they just lied to Rian Johnson specifically.
Maybe they're just like, we don't like Rian Johnson. We didn't like Looper. So maybe Apple have had enough bad press over the years, like recently, they're like, well, we can't have any more. We can't have villains. But at the same time, wouldn't you want to...
I think that's kind of lunacy.
Yeah, but wouldn't you want a cool villain?
Yeah.
Well, to be like carrying your cool product?
Wasn't there... Because villains always have like... Well, the cool ones, like the James Bond ones.
So all villains.
Yeah, they'll have like a cool car and a cool watch and whatever. So that's kind of odd to me.
Isn't it though, yeah.
Yeah. Because people also like villains.
Yeah, you'd think they'd have the latest iPhone.
If that is true, which I have no reason to believe it's not.
Right.
It's odd to me.
Yeah, but it was also just the video generally is just pretty fascinating in terms of...
What I love about those is they just let them talk.
Yeah.
Because often an interview for me is like, this is excruciating because of the way this is handled. And because of Hot Ones, which I do like, where they're eating spicy wings, now it's like... You have to deflate 40 basketballs and answer questions about balancing on this chair.
It's stunt interviews.
Yeah, and we're also going to run through your whole filmography and you got to pat this dog. It's like, can we just fucking back up from this shit? Just let him talk.
I prefer an off-screen interviewer
who
maybe asks a question and then they just let...
Shut their mouth.
Just let the actor or the director or whatever just roll, and I don't want to see a back and forth.
No.
I hate it.
It's no good.
Yeah.
Because it's always like, I'm a big fan, and they're like, thanks, and whatever.
Yeah,
we've done that, and because you don't want to be like aloof and not be actually like...
I don't care what your answers are.
But yeah, with a good interviewer, though, it's different again.
Well, that's true, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's, you know...
And whether they're asking Han Solo about Force Ghosts or not.
Do you like the Google autocomplete? I think that can be
I do, but like, as I've said, if anybody at Wired is listening, tell the actor.
Show them how many cards.
Show them how many cards there are in advance, because there's always a moment where they think they're done. They've done card number one.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, thanks everyone. And they're like, oh, there's more cards. And you just see them deflate. So just tell them. Tell them in advance.
Yeah. I think also with those, skip the one where it's like, who is Daniel Radcliffe? It's like, don't put that in.
Right.
Everybody watching this is across who Daniel Radcliffe is at this point. Mm. Yeah, and I know it's a chance for them to be like, well, it's me, or who do you want me to be?
Right.
Don't get it. We fucking get it.
How about this? You keep it in, and when they say, well, I'm Daniel Radcliffe, you get somebody to come in and go, we know. Stop, move on.
But you gave me the... Shut up.
Also, apparently, like, Michael Shannon, like, improvised a lot of stuff on the... Him just screaming at Chris Evans is apparently just all him. Just
on the really?
Day. Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
He's terrific.
Yeah.
He was a good Zod, too.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
He should be more things. He is in many things.
He's in a lot of things he's a good actor.
Right? It's weird that works out sometimes.
What did I see him in Reese? Oh, yeah. It is in Pearl Harbor. I was like, shit, this guy's in Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to quick look him up, see what else he's in recently.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
They've changed the format of Google.
I do not
like it. Oh, yeah. Shape of Water. He's in Groundhog Day.
Yeah,
Shane Reaction, Chicago Club. You seen Tigerland?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know who directed Tigerland?
No.
Joel Schumacher.
There you go.
How?
Okay, I've learned that before. Yeah.
Pearl Harbor, Vanilla Sky. I don't mind Vanilla Sky. I know it's probably not as good as a remake. High Crimes? Is that one where, that's one of the ones with, what's her name? Ashley Judd. And she's like, my husband's been murdered or I've been framed for a murder or whatever. That's
probably,
I like Ashley Judd. 8 Mile. Kangaroo Jack.
There you go.
Bad Boys 2. Grand Theft Parsons. Criminal in 2004. What's that?
Don't know.
There's a lot of movies called Criminal.
There really is.
Yeah. The Woodsman. Bug. World Trade Center. Let's Go to Prison. I'm just skipping some stuff here.
Uh-huh.
Lucky You. That was that Eric Banner plays poker movie with Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, right.
Revolutionary Road. Bad Lieutenant, the other one. My son, what have ye done?
Oh, yeah.
13, Jonah Hex. Jonah Hex. He's done some DC stuff. Machine Gun Preacher. Mud. Man of Steel. And then I'm all in new stuff.
Oh, yeah, nice. Yeah. Good on him. That's what I say.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah. Do you have a letter, James?
No, man, that's it.
Wow, pretty good, all right.
No, I do.
All right.
Okay, this is from Tristan London on Twitter, #WeeklyPlanetPod. Shoot us through some bloody... We love tweets, don't we, Mason?
Love tweets.
Another question. #WeeklyPlanetPod. He sent through, Tristan London sent through a Harley Quinn the Animated Series clip. Have you seen any of that? I've seen multiple clips.
I've seen.
And it looks terrific.
It does. We don't get it here yet, though. Yeah. We could steal it off the internet.
Yeah. I'm going to try and... Because it's out now, so I'm hoping it's on things. So I can just rent it all.
Yeah, exactly. I would like to do that.
Because it looks amazing. Like, Alan Tudyk is the Joker and...
Yeah.
You've seen the bit where Batman gets unmasked and...
No.
It's very... It's just...
Every clip I've seen has been very funny and... Commissioner Gordon is just a man on the edge, it seems. Like he's just had it with all these costumed malarkey. So
he's had a bloody gutful, mate.
Yeah, but Australia is in this weird position where the copyrights for a lot of good, or the licensing deals for a lot of good stuff, especially DC stuff, just isn't happening. You can't just get, like, Doom Patrol season one is going to be released in April or something like that. Yes. Like it's been out for more than a year
and maybe cancelled.
Yeah, right. But if we bought it on DVD, they'd know.
They'd know.
We could start a letter writing campaign.
There doesn't seem to be any kind of, oh my God, they changed advanced search, so it's an absolute fucking nightmare now. Look at this. I just, because you know you click on advanced search and it's like, this is what it's open now. It's like a fucking survey.
Wow. Right?
Shit? I hate this.
You're going to put in a CV and a cover letter to do a search.
Oh my God.
Okay. So anyway, what were you saying about Harley Quinn?
It looks good and I haven't seen it.
Yeah, we'll get to it.
Yeah.
We'll get to it. This is from Ollie.
Okay.
Not your dog, a man.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Let's see. Now that Sam Raimi is directing Doctor Strange,
maybe.
Could you please do the...
Maybe.
Well, there's maybe, that's true.
Maybe.
All right. Could you?
That's right, I'm that guy. Alleged, speculative.
Yes. Could you please do the Evil Dead series for Caravan of Garbage?
Oh, yeah.
We could.
I'd rather do Darkman, if I'm honest.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
But we'll put it on the poll. We'll put a poll up.
Yeah, cool. I'm now that you mentioned Darkman.
Yeah, Darkman is, people know this, I'm sure.
Or we could continue on the trend of Arnold Vosloo films and do Darkman.
Die, Darkman, Die?
I think it's two or three. It's one of them. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Sure. We're on that Vosloo kick, aren't we?
But how could we do Darkman, Die, Darkman, Die if we haven't done the original Darkman?
That's a good
I'd
point.
Have to keep explaining the plot of Darkman to you.
To me?
Yeah.
Specifically?
Yeah.
I don't even know... I have seen it. Mm. I know I've seen a lot of... It used to be at the start of every VHS, like a trailer for Darkman in Australia for some reason. But anyway, it's like a Sam Raimi superhero movie.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
His audition to for Spider-Man,
There's
basically.
A lot of parallels. Mm. And look up the carnival scene.
Yeah, do
That's
that.
All you need to know.
Yes.
This is from Patrick Webb. Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. In one of the new Death of the Family books... You get a lot of tweets about this?
I did, yes.
We do see the last pages where Batman says he's alive, then drives off to get him to safety. Imagine how different comics would be if he hadn't died. So I just want to quickly touch on. So they did release what it looked like.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Yeah.
So
should we back up maybe?
Yeah, we should back up. So the in the 80s, the early 90s, there was a Batman storyline called Death in the Family, which teased the potential death of Jason Todd, the second Robin.
Yep.
And there was... It was put in the hands of the readers. You could dial a number if you wanted him to live and dial a number if you wanted him to die.
It was hot stuff.
Hot stuff. And the numbers came in favor of him being dead, so he died. But apparently there was some... one of the editors said that in his drawer he had an issue where... The completed issue where Jason Todd doesn't die.
Yes.
And he was like, which one's going to the printers? Who knows? And I'd never seen this panel... Apparently the issue was basically the same. Here's the thing, though, that the page...
Do you think it's a new thing?
The page that... It's apparently in new versions of the trade paperback, which I don't have. But it is pretty much identical to the version where
he's dead.
They've just reversed his smile. They've reversed his sad face, so it's a smile.
Different.
And instead of being like, oh, he's dead, this is a tragedy, he's like, hooray, he's alive, but he's still just this bloodied body being held in Batman's arms. So... I'm not doubting that is real.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I expected
something else. Something more interesting.
As opposed to just a slight tweak, like like a photo. It's a photocopy of the penciling, and then they've just changed
the mouth.
I also
wonder whether that is even real or something they just did recently.
Oh, okay, right.
Because anybody, I could make that.
Right, sure.
And that is saying something.
Wow.
Or nothing. It's saying... something to someone.
It's saying something to someone. You're saying things to me right now.
Yeah, that's right. But what I thought was interesting about that tweet also, the mention of how comics would be different, because so much has spun off the death of that Robin.
That's true.
Like there's characters we wouldn't have seen. Mm-hmm. There's villains we wouldn't have seen. There's storylines that wouldn't have happened.
Wouldn't have seen.
Exactly. Things we wouldn't have seen.
Yeah, that's right.
But there's also things we would have seen, which we're now not seeing.
Oh, my
but what
goodness.
What are those things?
We don't know. We don't live in that parallel universe.
We don't.
So,
yeah,
sorry,
that,
everyone.
With that amazing alternate take comic panel.
Sorry we didn't waste our one trip to the parallel universe to see what was happening in a world where Jason Todd lives.
I just wanted to see the universe where dogs wear hats. That's all I wanted.
No. James, you could have put a hat on your own dog.
It's not the same, though, is it?
I guess that's true, because in that world, if you don't put a hat on your dogs, society shuns you.
That's right. So that, I believe.
Oh, I have one more.
Oh, okay. You didn't let me finish. That, I believe, is your turn.
One more letter. Thank
yes,
you.
That's right.
That's from Vincent. He says, I'm curious as to whether there's ever been a movie, TV show, etc. that you didn't want to watch but felt like you had to for the show.
Oh, my God.
Any movies or TV shows you don't like or just aren't interested in but watched anyway just for the show? That's a good question.
There's a lot of, not a lot of things, there's a lot of movies that I see that I would have waited for.
Yeah, I feel like there's not, there's very little we watch that I don't derive some enjoyment out of.
Yes.
Even if it's dumb or just a generally bad movie and we regret it. I've always felt like even if we watch a bad thing, even not on the podcast, but just in our lives, like derive a lot of fun out of tearing into it.
Yeah, totally.
The only time it's an issue, I think, is when it's just an average movie.
Yeah.
That's when it's straight down the line.
They make the
worst
episodes.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah.
And we have to be like, I don't have a lot to say about this. This movie is fine. Sonic might be a good example.
That's why we didn't.
Yeah. I wouldn't have seen Sonic, I don't think, if we didn't do this podcast.
100% no.
And
then, actually, I would have, because I would have taken my son.
The kid, yeah. Mm. But, and again, there was just, if it was pre-rebuild of Sonic, redesign.
Yeah.
Maybe we could have just torn into it, but I wonder. I imagine that the movie itself would not materially be any different.
No,
and all we could make fun of is like weird eye lines and stuff, and that doesn't.
That's not fun.
Yeah,
not for
so
us.
So the only things I talk a big game about Star Wars or whatever.
But you'd see most.
No,
of
I'd
them.
See most of that stuff anyway. Like even if it's not for me, I'm like, oh, I like the scene with the whatever. But something like Sonic, I'm like, it's competent, isn't it?
Yeah,
but.
I think for me that a lot of it is I would, if this wasn't my job now, I just wouldn't have the time to see stuff. Like if I was teaching 5 days a week and I had a kid, another kid on the way, I'm not seeing a movie every week. It's just not, or watching a TV show some of a TV show.
Sure.
A week. So that's what's different for me.
You'd make time for Sonic, obviously.
I would never make time. Well, I wouldn't have been able to see it on like a Thursday morning or whatever.
That's true,
my kid to see it.
Yeah.
That's the greatest thing in the world.
Or you could be a bad teacher.
I loved being a bad teacher.
Right?
Yeah, how good was I at it?
So good. You'd just be slunk under your desk with your sunglasses on because you're hungover.
Yeah.
You know?
Even if I'm not hungover, I just tell them I'm hungover so they leave me alone.
Uh-huh.
No, actually, that's one thing I've never done.
You'd be like, do some colouring, and they'd be like, we're 17 years old. And you'd be like, I don't care.
And you're in the wrong school because you're a primary school teacher. I never did a day hungover teaching.
There you go.
Because if you've done teaching, like,
because if you're always drunk, you never get hungover.
But it's one of those jobs where you cannot muddle your way through it.
Yeah, right.
Like if they see that you're weak, they will tear through you. That's not true. But or depending on the kids. Mm. But you can't do it hungover. If you can't, it's hard to do if you're like a little bit sick. It's fucking unbearable.
Which reminds me, I should catch up on AP Bio. Did you watch any of that?
I can't get past the bad teacher
stuff.
Yeah,
I couldn't. I don't know. I feel like it's.
Is that just me having been a teacher, or do you find that as well?
No, well, I found it was just.
Because it is funny. There's like funny
there was
stuff.
Funny stuff in it, but I just never found it compelling. But I mean, it's been going for 3 seasons or something, and I like Glenn Howerton and I like Patton Oswalt.
Exactly. I should come back to that.
Yeah, I should give that a whirl again.
Yeah.
But not today.
And never.
That's right.
And that, I believe,
is
time for another letter.
No, James, you
didn't let me finish.
Yes.
It's time for another letter for people to send in at home to get ready for next week's episode.
Brilliant. weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com. You're absolutely right, James.
That's it.
You're anyway, always on the ball.
Have you got another letter?
No.
Oh, I'm waiting for it to be
sent in.
Well, let's bring us home then.
Oh, thank you everybody for listening to the show. We very much appreciate it. Oh my God. I appreciate all the listeners. Everybody comes up and says hi in the street.
Not everybody. Every single person.
Every person in the world has come up to me today specifically to say hello.
Wow.
Even not listening. Appreciate everybody. A couple of people sent some tweets this week. They've been representing in the outside world.
Oh my goodness.
With their Weekly Planet pod t-shirts. Betty V. Is out at PAX this week. I think it's PAX East. We're in a Weekly Planet hoodie, it looks like.
That's what I want to see.
And someone else. I'm going to find him. I'm going to find him, Jan. Don't even worry about it.
I wasn't worried at all.
It's someone they've got. It's Chris, who has taken a lovely couple of photos on the Jay and Silent Bob Reboot Roadshow with Kevin Smith.
Incredible.
Looking great. I might put those up on the gram.
Speaking of which,
actually.
I you can stream it here. I bought it, Jay and Silent Bob.
Oh, yeah.
I liked it.
Cool.
I liked it better than the first Jay and Silent Bob, which I didn't really like.
Yeah, that was bad.
It's got some, it's very kind of in-universe jokes or whatever, but I think there's a lot of kind of, there's some decent jokes and there's some heart to it. And there's a moment where Kevin Smith does the Glengarry Glen Ross speech to a bunch of Klan members.
Okay.
And it's just, for some reason, it was just very funny to me.
All right. Yeah. Okay, I'll watch it this week then. That sounds really good.
I think if you don't know anything about this universe,
you're not going to like it.
Okay, it doesn't make any sense. But there's some interesting cameos, like because you probably heard this, but Ben Affleck makes an appearance.
Yeah, right.
There's a few others that you might not expect. It's just, I liked it. I just thought it was like a fun
movie.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Kevin Smith is holding a piece of paper that says, grab that chair.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. That's what you didn't get to say that.
No, that's right.
Because you showed me and I went, good.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you everybody for listening.
Got him.
Representing leaving us and subscribing, telling a friend. That we appreciate it. And leaving us a nice review. James, do you have a nice review?
This is from Christopher Goge. It says, pure fun, 5 stars. You can do this in-app. We really appreciate it. Open it up. Give it a bloody 5 stars or any stars, but preferably 5. One of my favorite podcasts. It's quippy in all the best ways. These guys have a great perspective and drop the hottest of hot takes.
I mean, not this week.
No, certainly not.
We got a hot take. Yeah. We're going to put it in that envelope. Don't even worry about it.
The chemistry between the hosts is palpable. Wow, there you go. Can you feel that?
Yeah, I'm palping it right now.
The chemistry you're sensing, everybody, is actually us looking into our own mirrors.
That's exactly right.
That's what you've misread.
If you'd like to get in contact with us, folks, it's weeklyplanetpod at Facebook, at Gmail, at Twitter, at Bandcamp.
I'd love to get in contact with the show. What a perfect way to do it.
I provided you all the avenues with which to do it. Here's a few more. You can go to planetbroadcasting.com. You can sign up to our newsletter from the great Rob Collings. He's at The Weekly Planet on Twitter.
That's right.
You can also go to the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Facebook group. All sorts of fun discussions on all kinds of podcast topics and pop culture topics and all kinds of topics. Anything you like, really.
There's so many topics.
There's a lot of topics out there, isn't there?
Do you think there's enough?
No, there's room for more.
If you got more topics, bring them in.
Put them in the group. Put them in the group, please do. I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter and on Instagram. I'm Nick Maso, NickMaseau. James, you're Mr. Sunday Movies.
That's
everywhere?
Right. I've never not been.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
What about on Instagram when that guy was Mr. Sunday Movies for a while?
Oh, yeah. That was good. And what happened to him? Do you reckon he died? What happened?
I don't think he died, no.
I reckon he died. Why'd he give it up? He had it all.
So true. He adeled it. He absolutely had it all. If you'd like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/ Mr. Sunday Movies. Chuck in a buck, please do. I'd very much appreciate that.
I don't know what's out this week, but I think it might be another topic. I might throw up another thing.
Cool. Yeah, if you're a Patreoner, we put up some topics each week. You can vote on what terrible thing we might do a commentary on or a caravan of garbage.
We want to get as many topics in as we can before it's movies forever.
That's true. At a certain point during the year, it becomes movies forever, doesn't it?
Yeah, and so I don't think so. I might be wrong. It's annoying because you go to the movie page and it's like, coming soon, and it's like, Bond, Black Widow. And I'm like, what's this week?
It's not what Google's good for.
Yeah, right.
You can also go to the Amazon affiliate link in our episode description. Click on that if you want to buy anything at all on Amazon.com.
That's right.
You can do it through our link. That'd be terrific.
Buy the Mummy quadrilogy. On Amazon.
The Scorpion King of Fiveology.
Fiveology, that's right.
Buy Invisible Man box set. Mm. Guess what? It's invisible.
But there's a disc in it, so you can see it.
No, that's invisible too.
What?
Yeah, it's a nightmare getting it in your bloody DVD player. I tell you what.
I don't like that. They shouldn't do that.
No, that's absolutely right. Yeah. We've got some t-shirts on tpublic.com. Search for The Weekly Planet. Thank you to The Brute,
yes,
and Basilisk and Rackham for all our musical themes.
Yeah.
That's everything, I reckon.
That's everything.
Yes.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Next week, a topic. And the week after that, I think it's like Quiet Place and then another thing and then Black Widow and then another thing and forever and so forth. Maybe there's a Pixar movie in there somewhere.
The Elf one?
Yeah. Nice. My dad's just legs. Apparently it's good.
All right, then.
And his dad's not just legs. They're family or something. I guess. I haven't seen it. I had a chance to see it today and I didn't go.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
That's the stuff. Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Fun episode, James. What do you reckon about that?
That was our best episode.
I think so, too.
Yeah. And the best thing is we tricked our stupid listeners. Oh, no! It's still recording!
Seriously, they are.
Yeah.
Oh, no! You haven't pushed off yet? Oh, no, James! We've both revealed our genuine inner thoughts. No, just kidding. They're all right.
Yeah,
cool.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.